We've got Mark from Wendy Woo Tours live on the phone.
Hello, John. How are you?
Hello. I'm very well. And yourself?
Not too bad, thank
good,
you.
Good, good, good. Okay. So can you introduce yourself and tell us all about your position within Wendy Woo Tours, please?
Yeah, absolutely. My name's Mark Harris. I've been in the travel industry for around 20 years. Don't have any plans to come out of the travel industry. It's the most exciting job you can possibly get. So if anybody of you want to join in on this wonderful industry, then have a look around for some positions. It's fantastic. Love traveling. I've gone from wanting to go on holiday, you know, go on a few sort of beach destinations, but now completely all about the tours and experiencing lots of destinations, lots of different cultures. My position at the moment, I'm with Wendy Woo Tours. I've been here for 8 months now. My previous role was with an Australia New Zealand based company, but I'm really, really enjoying Asia as a whole. My association with China is that my brother lives in Dalian, which is in the northeast of the country. My sister-in-law Yichui Bing is Chinese, and I also now have a nephew, which I'm still yet to meet. I see him on Skype quite a lot. Beautiful little boy with Chinese facially, but with blue eyes, so you can imagine he's quite popular. So, but my position at Wendy Woo Tours, I'm a business development manager.
Okay, so tell us why people should book with Wendy Woo Tours. Obviously, I'm a convert, I know all about the quality and the product that you offer, but our listeners won't. So if you can tell us all about Wendy Woo, what you get on the tours, and which destinations you cover.
Absolutely. Well, Wendy Woo Tours, she does exist. She's a real person.
So have you met her?
Companies. Sorry?
Have you met her?
Do you know what? I haven't.
All right. Okay.
I'm ashamed to say. I was due to meet her in Shanghai last November, but she had to scoot on over to the US because we opened an office over there, so she had some business there. But still yet to meet her. She's
right.
A lovely lady. I've heard lots all about her. But the company's hers. It's all owned by herself. She lives in Shanghai most of the year, but also has in Australia, so spends the winter there. But she started this company around 15-16 years ago. She's from Tibet originally. She moved over to Australia, which is actually where she formed the business. She took a tour actually to the Great Wall from Australia and saw that she could do this herself and has a real passion for the country. So in a nutshell, we're owned by her. Everything's covered on our tours, John. You know, it's great value, fully inclusive group tours. We include all the flights from the UK, and that includes the tax and any surcharges, which is a big thing, and that's quite a lot of the cost these days. All the visas are actually done for you, so that's what brings us up above anybody else if you're looking to book a tour to China or into China or any of the other destinations that we feature. The cost of the visa is included in the tour, and we actually do the service for you. We have local guides. We have two guides, and this again sits above the rest, is that our guides are both Chinese. They're all locals. Now, we have a national guide. The national guide meets you on arrival and stays with you throughout your whole tour, literally holding your hand the whole way. In addition to that, we have local guides that will be telling you. We have a Beijing Bob, for example. I mentioned him because he was on my last tour and he had a great sense of humor. Very, very knowledgeable about Beijing. Tell you all about the history of the emperors. There's 27 emperors, for example. So if you can... if your brain can stretch and try and remember all the different Ming, Qing and Qing dynasties, then you probably need to write it down, but very, very knowledgeable. And as far as the actual tour goes, we're fully inclusive from a meal perspective. There's no hidden extras. It's breakfast, lunch and dinner. Now, bearing in mind, for China, for example, you're going to be eating Chinese food. Now, breakfast, as said, we do offer a Western-style buffet. I say Western-style. We have bacon and eggs. And the things that you might be quite used to, there's sort of bowls of cereal out there if you so wish. Lunchtime, we take you to local restaurants, ones that we've used for many, many years, very reputable, great food for lunch and dinner, and it is Chinese. Now, there's always rice, there's always noodles on the table, there's always jasmine tea, but we try and get you to experience the specialties from each of the provinces of China.
Okay, now I'm reading that you have like a kitty for tips, because obviously if you do a cruise, tips are quite a large part of your cruise price at the end of the day. You can add them to your bill during the time. I know a lot more of cruise liners now like to add them automatically rather than you sort it out yourselves. The tips go to the people in the laundry and the engine room and everything else, but you do it slightly differently.
We do it in advance, so that this is a really great relaxing way of conducting your tour. On arrival at your first port of call, so be it Beijing, your national guide will take from you around $70 to $80 in cash. This covers the whole tour for tipping. So it's customary to tip in the countries that we visit, but you don't have that uncomfortable position where you need to be putting your hand in your pocket and not knowing how much to tip somebody from removing your bag from the coach and putting that into reception and so forth. So all porterage is included. With the Yangtze cruise, you're absolutely right. A lot of cruises is all totaled up and then you pay tips at the end. But again, that's all taken care of for you. So literally, like I said before, there are no hidden extras. You're told in advance how much to give to your guide, and you can just relax for the rest of your tour knowing that tips are taken care of. We will make a thing of it and saying thank you, Mr. Coach Driver, for your services, and here's your tip. So the guide will sort all of that out for you. So it's a great way of traveling, and I know myself, I do find myself a little bit uncomfortable of how much to tip someone that's helped me out when I'm bored.
It is a British thing, feeling uncomfortable with tips, isn't it? I know in the States, when I was across there a lot, my friends used to say, I'll pay the bill, you sort the tip out, because it was always very uncomfortable. So, Mark, picking three highlights from all your tours, what would they be for you?
I can speak from a personal note. The Terracotta Warriors are just an absolute awesome sight. The people's faces when you see them when they first go into the museum, it really is a highlight, certainly from a China tour. There are around, they say there's around 8,000 of these warriors, all around 6 foot tall. The warriors are actually the work of the Qin Emperor, which is spelled Q-I-N. Over his 40-year reign, he felt he needed an army to protect him in the afterlife. You won't just see warriors here. You'll also see acrobats and musicians. It is absolutely stunning. I will mention you would see pictures of the Terracotta Warriors, and of course they're all non-coloured at all. They're all quite plain, but back in the day they were actually all colourful. There were reds and greens and blues and browns. Unfortunately, when they were unearthed, which was back in 1974 by some local farmers, they actually lost their colour. So until they can find a method of preserving this colour, they're not going to unearth any more at this stage. They're going to rebuild the ones that they've got. But that really is a highlight. The Terracotta Warriors are in Xi'an, spelled X-I-A-N, one of those odd words. Xi'an is actually the ancient capital of China. So what we also do in Xi'an, which again is one of my favorites, is we take you to Chinese opera, and we'll sit you down and bring out 13 to 14 courses of different types of dumplings. This is what the emperors used to eat back in the day. So that, I would say, would be definitely number one for a highlight. Secondly, the Great Wall. You're not a man until you climb the Great Wall, I'm told. That goes for ladies too. It's a man as in us. I've done it twice now, so I can proudly say that. The Great Wall, I'll give you an idea of the distance of the Great Wall. It actually stretches from, distance-wise, London to Dubai. It gives you an idea of the distance of the Great Wall. It's around 8,000 kilometers long. I will say the section that we take you to is an hour and a half out of Beijing. It's one of the more popular sections, but there's 13 turrets that you're able to climb up. The first time I did that, which was in August, it's very hot. It took me 3 hours to get to the top and back down again. The second time I did it, it only took just over 2 hours. Now, I'm not saying I've got fitter, I've actually got worse. It's just it was cooler. I went in November.
So you're not, sorry to interrupt, you're not rushed when you're there. You take people there and they've got time to do it. Because, you know, on a lot of tours, you get off the bus, look left, look right, there's the Colosseum, you all get back on. So you've got time at these places to experience.
You do. And just on that note, you know, just to highlight what we do, you have the opportunity to climb the wall and take as much time as you wish to. Now, I went the first time with my parents. Obviously, my mum's in her 60s, my dad's sort of just reached 70. He couldn't do any more than sort of the first or second turret. But he waited down the bottom. It's this beautiful scenery. If you look in the back of the hills, it stretches out through to Mongolia. But you can sit and have a coffee, take in the views, and buy some souvenirs. So there's plenty for you to do,
right.
Should you not wish to climb the wall. The steps, it is hard going. Each step is sort of a different gradient, and it does sort of spiral round. And, of course, there's lots of people trying to climb the wall as well. But on that note, Wendy Wu Tours, we do ensure that we give you enough time to take in the attraction that we've taken you to. The Forbidden City, for example, will get you through the Gates of Heavenly Peace. If you've seen pictures of Tiananmen Square,
yeah.
You have the picture of Chairman Mao on the Gates of Heavenly Peace. So behind that is the Forbidden City. So our guides will take you in. Wendy Wu Tours, we take precedent over all other touring companies. I will say that now. That is a given. We're pretty much straight to the front of the queue and we're in. There's not much waiting around for us. When you get in there, the guide is going to explain all the history of the Forbidden City. They call it the Forbidden City, but actually it's a palace. But it's so big, they called it a city because the emperor wasn't allowed out and nobody was allowed in. So it was a very restricted area. But we will give you the whole history, and then we'll give you a few hours to walk around and enjoy it yourself. And then we'll give you a meeting point. So it's not rushed. We do, on that note, have gradings in our brochure. We have comfortable pace tours, medium pace tours, and then we do have the very active pace tours, which you may be on the go a lot longer, or it might be to do with the altitude of the tour that we're taking you to. For example, the Epic Dreams, we get to base camp Mount Everest, so we would need you to acclimatise in Kashgar first before we took you up, so you have to be quite fit and active.
Mark, I'm looking at your brochures now, and I see that you can do quite a few of these things, like the pandas and the Great Wall, on different tours.
Absolutely. I'd like to give you a few examples. Of
yeah, some please
of
do.
Tours.
Yeah.
Of course, a few lead-ins. What I'd like to tell you is our most popular tour is called The Wonders of China. Now, in the China brochure, we have around 24, 25 group tours for you to choose from. Now, The Wonders of China, a lead-in price of £2,290 for 16 days. And as I said before, we are fully inclusive. That's all your flights, all of your meals, entrance into all the attractions. Now, this tour takes you to Beijing. It will take you to Tiananmen Square, Forbidden City, the Summer Palace, you would have heard of. We take you out to the Great Wall. We'll fly you down to Xi'an. It's about an hour and a half flight, where you'll see the Terracotta Warriors. From Xi'an, we'll fly you to Wuhan, and you'll pick up the Yangtze River Cruise, which is for four nights. The Yangtze, or Changjiang, as it's called, is the longest river in Asia and the third largest in the world. We will take you down the Yangtze. We'll stop at the Three Gorges Dam, which there has been lots of press about over the years. It's a huge tourist attraction. We'll stop in Chongqing, and we'll take you to see the pandas in the zoo. Fly you down to Guilin and Yangshu, which has become one of my favorite parts of China. The people in China, their faces changed to slightly more Vietnamese looking in the south of China. It's a more tropical part. Very tranquil, very beautiful. We'll take you on a lovely Li River cruise from Guilin down to Yangshu, which is a very traditional Chinese market town. And then you'll finish in Shanghai for two nights, which is your modern Chinese city, where we'll take you on a beautiful cruise down the Hongpo River on the Bund, and you'll be able to see all the amazing lights. We'll do it in the evening, and you'll see the amazing TV tower that you'd have seen on lots of images of Shanghai. However, well, you mentioned the In Pursuit of Pandas, John.
Yeah.
Now, this one is a nine-day tour. It's one of the great leading prices that we have of £1,490.
Yeah, I'm just noticing that, yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Now, this one, you're still going to be picking up the iconic sites of China. So you'll be doing three nights in Beijing. So you're doing all those Tiananmen Square, Summer Palace, Forbidden City. We'll fly to Xi'an. You'll still see the Warriors for a night. But then you end up in the Sichuan province. And your listeners may have seen Sichuan restaurants,
yeah.
Chinese restaurants over here. That's the Sichuan province. It's very spicy food. So if anyone likes their hot chili-based food, it's a great place to go. Chengdu is home to all the panda reserves, so you're going to learn about their natural habitat and so forth. There are around 2,000 pandas left in the world, and around 150, 60 actually in the reserves. The rest are still in the wild. So we had some success up in Scotland, where the pandas managed to produce us around six pandas. We also take you down to Lishan, which is the Grand Buddha. a lot of countries in Asia, so they have the biggest Buddha statue. This is definitely the biggest. The head's the size of a small house. It's a stunning sight.
Right, and they also see Day 6, the Terracotta Warriors as well. Thrown
you
in
do,
there.
As I said, yeah, that tour was taken in iconic China. Obviously, China is 3,000-4,000 years of history there. So you're still seeing some of these amazing sites, but we're also having a bit of a focus on the pandas.
Yeah, and are you guaranteed to see a panda in the conservation centre?
Oh, absolutely. In the reserve. Yeah, we don't encourage holding. You can pay locally to have a hug of the panda, but they're very cautious, certainly, of the health of the pandas. There are areas where you can pet them and hold them and stroke them. You'll have to dress yourself up clinically clean. They don't want any Western diseases with the pandas. Well, we do actually offer a conservation package, which gives this is actually an optional extra. It's in the brochure. It's one of the only optional extras that we have, certainly on this tour. And this is just give you, you'll be able to help feed the pandas, fresh bamboo, natural foods, lending a hand with washing the pandas with cold water during the summer months. Only this one is,
right.
And assisting with cleaning the enclosure. So if you really want to get up close and personal that way, then you can do it. But
right.
If you want to hug them, etc., then that's something that you can sort out yourself locally.
That's fine. Now, I also noticed that you do stopovers. So if somebody was going to Australia and meeting their family, but then was stopping over in Hong Kong or somewhere like that, can they just buy a 2 or 3 day package off you?
Absolutely, yeah, right. We do lots of stopovers. We use around 24 different airlines. I appreciate you're up in the north and the Fumberland area.
Would
you use Newcastle?
Newcastle, Arca? Emirates, daily flight to Dubai,
do that, absolutely. We can use Dubai with Emirates or KLM via Amsterdam. One of the most popular stopovers would be Dubai because that splits the journey. The flight to China is around 11 hours 50, say 12 hours. Dubai is obviously half that, roughly. So Dubai is a very popular stopover destination. The stopover for the flight itself is invariably a free stopover, and then you can just buy a package for 2 or 3 or 4 nights hotel accommodation.
Right.
If you were to fly, there's lots of options from London. We have Qatar, Etihad. We can use British Airways Direct if you prefer a direct flight. We also have the options to upgrade to Traveller Plus or premium cabins on our flights or in Club Pass.
And then you've got the 2 days at the Beyond the Wall Beijing short stay, and you can throw those in.
You can. On your question about if you're en route to Australia, you can actually pick any of our group tours out of the brochure on a land-only basis. So if it's part of a bigger package, so to speak, and you are on your way to Australia, New Zealand, for example, then you can just route via China and we'll pick you up and just do the tour with us. Or we do have lots, like you said, the 2 or 3 day extra add-ons. So you could fly into Shanghai, spend a few days there. We'll obviously be able to arrange accommodation for you. If you want to fly from Shanghai up to Xi'an just to see the Warriors, we can arrange that for you as a little extra package.
Right.
But we also, this year, which is new for us, we've launched a brochure called Asia Inspirations, which now, coming away from the group tours, what I haven't managed to mention previously is our group tours are a maximum of 28 people in the group, and that will be made up of British, Australian, and American. There's a lot of Australians on our tours. They're always a very good laugh to be away with. And, of course, you have that social side in the evenings when you've had your day out. But we also offer private tours. And the private tours can be from around £200 more per person to do a private tour.
Right.
And you will get your own private guide throughout, just yourself and whoever you wish to travel to. But now moving forward, we've now gone into TaylorMade. We can actually put any package together for you in the destination that we feature, because we don't just do China, but we can tailor make a package around Asia, and we can incorporate local guides if need be too.
Okay. Now, when you're flying internally in China, which airline do you use?
We use a mix of airlines. We're anything from Shanghai Airlines to China Southern or Air China. It's whatever fits in best with the tour.
Right.
The Chinese airlines as a whole, they're all upgrading their equipment. You'd have seen sort of in recent years a lot of the Middle East airlines like Emirates, Etihad, Qatar, they've all upgraded their routes, etc. But China's kind of a new force, really, as far as I've come from previously an airline-style business. and there's a lot of change within the Chinese carriers. Certainly Air China have upgraded a lot of their fleet. But yeah, you'll be flying with China Southern. The flights internally can be anything from an hour and a half to sort of 2.5 hours. China's quite a big country, as I'm sure you can see.
Oh, yeah. So when you get off the and come through, get your luggage, the coach will be there waiting to take you to your hotel or whatever the next stage is.
Absolutely, yes, our guides are there, like I said, on the group tours. There's one with you 24-7, they actually fly with you. They'll check you in for the flights in most cases.
Right.
They stay in the hotels with you, so there will be someone on the flight with you on the group tour. Yeah. And then you'll be met by the local guide, who will obviously transfer you through to the coach, and then onward from there. And they'll be telling you as they're going along on the coach, they're giving you some history and telling you what we're going to be doing over the next few days that you're in, whichever city that you've arrived in. On the private tours that I have mentioned, you only get the local guide. You don't get the national, otherwise it'd be a bit overkill, too many people.
Yes.
But the local guides are the pride and joy of Wendy Wu. They really are fantastic. Our customer rating from a tour is around 95% good or excellent, and the guides always get a mention on how knowledgeable they were, how fun they are, and how very good English speaking they are. Like I said before, they are Chinese. They know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's been brilliant, Mark. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for joining us.
Hope to see somebody on a tour very soon.
Yeah, you never know. It might even be me.